Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Halloween Eve.
Mischief Night. Bruh.
Did you just, like, that's the sound my cat makes when it gets the hairball.
Oh, yeah, I have a hairball. Sorry, I was going to say Mischief Night is something that isn't really talked about much, but then I got a hairball. So
nothing gets you out of bed faster than when hearing your cat start the whole. That is better than an alarm. It'll make me get up faster than anything.
Is it to move the cat somewhere else?
Yes, because usually it's like they're on the bed or something, and you're like, no.
I've never had this conversation out loud with anyone but my wife. I'll bring it up to you with our dog. Every once in a while, you get that where the dog goes.
It's like,
And you're like, where is he? I think there's a whole category of videos, an untapped video market of people taking their animal and like moving them fast.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you have to push them. I feel like it's the when animals have the least amount of dignity when they're pets.
Can you imagine if you got sick and all of a sudden someone came up to you and just like
threw
you out of the way?
They have no dignity. The dog's like, I just ate something funny. I'm going to throw up.
They
and then you're,
no
like,
no clue.
Throw them in the yard.
Get off the bed. Get off the carpet.
And that's what's happening in your world today.
If that's all we had to deal with.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. All right. So happy Thursday. It's raining out there. I would say cats and dogs and hairballs, but there's 1 to 2 inches of rain possible today, but it's going to kind of hang around all day and then taper off tonight. And then it looks like a pretty nice weekend for you trick-or-treaters tomorrow, though. We still have a chance of showers, cloudy, windy. At least it's not snowing. We can look at that.
I will take the blame for the weather tomorrow. Probably about 2 weeks ago, we were talking about trick-or-treating, and I said, because I think it was getting colder, I said, well, don't worry, it always warms up right before Halloween, and we're going to have about 75, and I'm going to be sweating out there. And yeah.
No, you're not.
It was the equivalent of putting the snow shovels away in the beginning of February. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have a storm. And the weather's going to be crappy tomorrow. And you know, you don't have to go trick-or-treating. I'll probably be out there with the kids.
What do you mean? With the way prices are with food, I might be going out for some free candy. I'd be out there and say, oh, do you have any beef?
Trick, treat, household essentials? Ground beef, please?
I'd like some ground beef, maybe a ribeye. Can I have it? I'd like something that I could eat outside of my hand.
Charlie Brown, what did you get? I got another pound of ground beef instead of a rock.
I got a rock. Well, anyway, you can make rock soup.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I'm leading us down a bad path. Now we're talking about rocks and soup. This is my fault.
Well, if you get your insurance on the marketplace, and this is happening obviously across the country, the subsidies that expire at the end of this year, that is being obviously taken into account, you will be getting some sticker shock. Now, some states have already just started to open the enrollment. In Pennsylvania, the understanding is it starts November the 1st. I don't know if you can, you might not be able to elect anything until then.
Like a preview time?
But some are doing a preview time, so to speak. Yeah. So, you know, even for those of you like ourselves who get our insurance through our workplace are going to see, on the average, pretty big hikes as well. You know, it all depends on your place and obviously the deal that they struck. I know for us, I think ours, mine, I believe was almost 20%.
Yeah, it's ours. You know, my wife gets hers through her work and the kids, and it's cheaper than us. So mine didn't go up that much, $20 a month.
Right. You're on just an individual.
For myself, yeah. But if you have the family plan,
yeah.
It goes up significantly. I was thinking back
to it. They're trying to push you onto these other plans, which may look like, okay, I can afford that. But God forbid if something happens. Obviously, those other plans, they have higher deductibles. They have higher, yeah, you know, ceilings to pay. If you've got, and again, if you are lucky and don't need to use it, obviously, you know, if you don't have any health issues, it's okay to roll the dice. The problem is it's all insurance is a rolling the dice game. God forbid if you end up with any kind of catastrophic situation,
right,
and you have to pay a high percentage of those bills. It's insane what they charge. Go and have some little outpatient procedure.
Right.
And when you see, I had a mole removed. All right. It was a pre-cancer. It wasn't even, you know, a cancer situation. Just in the office, taking it off, and then you got to go around the margins, and they got to stitch it up, and all of that. Now, I had insurance. I did have to pay a percentage of it, but the cost of being in that room for 25 minutes was $10,000.
I do have a hairball now.
$10,000. I'm not kidding you.
You're telling me this on a day I have a dermatologist appointment to get rid of something on my head.
Right. But this required, I mean, I had four or five people around me, yeah, in addition to the doctor. You know, they were
like, this is like a real procedure.
It was an outpatient. I mean, I walked in on, right, my own, and I drove myself home. I wasn't given any, you know, this was just lidocaine.
It didn't feel like a $10,000 procedure.
It felt like a half an hour. I'm thinking like 1,000 tops. No. So just imagine if you've got to pay 30%, you know, of that.
Right.
And then it's such a racket. We did talk to the Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner yesterday on the show at 8:10. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, we know some of you are heading out to work and you're not listening at that time. We do have that up. If you go into the Audacy app, AUDACY, it is free. We have a thing called Rewind. You can go back to yesterday and listen to it. We also have it up on our podcasts. But he talks about the fact that many people going onto those exchanges will be shocked when they see the difference in costs. Now, when we talk about these, you know, people, we talked about a 60-year-old couple making $85,000 in York County, for example, seeing their insurance go from $8,000 a year to like $35,000 a year. No, that's not going to be the same for the 28-year-old, sure, person who is getting insurance, but they're going to still see a big increase in the amount. And it also has to do with your income levels, but it's going to be a real sticker shock for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be posting their letters going, it wasn't so bad. And the real question in those situations is going to be, who is your insurance going to cover? If it is just for you, it's not going to be as bad, like you said. It's going to be bad,
but you're not going to see the,
right,
you know, 100% that some people will.
Yeah, and I think some of these are, you know, outliers. What, 6,000 to 35,000 is a real story that I don't know a lot of people are going to deal with, but still it's happening.
It's a bad situation. But even for the single person whose insurance is, right, going to go up $100 a month, that's $100 a month that they've got, yeah, to find.
Right.
So again, not to discount that, you know, many people are just going paycheck to paycheck as it is. So even the average increase, premiums will skyrocket 26% on average next year. So that's an average. So that's taking in the people who are going to have huge increases,
right,
with those who might have, you know, 15 to 20% increases. But this is one of the largest jumps. And it's also because of those expiring subsidies.
This is not a good situation. And so many people have their head in their sand for whatever reason, whether they think it's not affecting them or I'm going to just keep my head down and hopefully it won't affect me and it will. Or you have people who are just too stubborn to talk about it publicly because they've talked about how okay they are with all of this. Mm-hmm. It's going to sting for a lot of people. And, you know, I was thrilled that my, you know, it's like $20 a month for me. But again, I personally struggled to be selfish about this. I like to see what other people are, what's happening to other people.
Right.
And it is a real scary time right now. I remember when I lost my job and having to go through the exchange and not qualifying for any subsidies. And I think it was for my family at that point, this is 2017, it was like $1,500 a month, right? Like a severance. And so some of that money went right to it. And it's outrageous because really we were healthy the entire time. So over like 4 months, for like a 4 month period, I think I paid like what, close to 10 grand. For nothing other than the safety net in case something happened,
right.
Which is what insurance should be. It's outrageous, and we're all going to feel this in our own way.
Yeah, we are. And you can window shop now in 30 some states, they say. I'm not sure if Pennsylvania is one. If you guys had a chance to go on and you know what the increase is, you can pass along that information to us. The only time they say premiums on that federal exchange increased even more was back in 2018. And that was when Donald Trump, as president, eliminated federal support for the mandate. Remember the penalty, Obamacare subsidies that help people pay for their out-of-pocket costs, and premiums then shot up 37% that year as well. So, it has happened before, but several states that run their own Obamacare exchanges have announced premiums will at least double next year if these subsidies last. In New Jersey, they will soar to more than $2,780 annually. That's a jump of more than 174% on average. 174%. That's crazy. Enrollees in Connect for Health Colorado going to see premiums up an average of 101% next year. So that's just crazy how much money it's all going to be. Here in Pennsylvania, I know we saw anywhere from 82% to over 100% increase. And this is not just affecting the blue states. Donald Trump loves to, by the way, if you're a Republican in Pennsylvania, I guess he still considers us a blue state because we have a governor. So he don't care about you because it's like you're in a blue state. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen to divide everything up by states. But many, many Republicans are going to be affected by these subsidies. It's interesting because you've seen polling even where someone doesn't understand that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing. I don't have Obamacare. I get my stuff on the state exchange. That's Obamacare. So SNAP benefits that are also going to expire. You should see if you look at a map that disproportionately affects people in the southern states. It's going to affect a lot of people. But will there be an end to the government shutdown? All right. We've been talking insurance and health insurance, and we're asking if you get your insurance on the ACA, Affordable Care Act, marketplace. It's known as Penny in Pennsylvania. Let us know what the difference is for you when you go on there. One good thing the commissioner said was we do have a lot of options and different, you know, ones that are offered where you can look through them. But unfortunately, there are increases pretty much across the board. Dr. Mehmet Oz, a lot of people had been talking about his comments where he said that, the data is wrong. It's going to be about $13 more this year. And yet you see huge amounts that some people are finding when they go online. You had an experience that you wanted to talk about with health insurance?
I do. It's more about like there's all these different tools they give you to make things easier.
Are you talking about health savings account, which is where you get a money that you can spend each year that is pre-taxed?
Pre-taxed. In theory, this is great. Because you see less out of your account. You have money there in case you need it. I don't know if you've had any issues with these cards. I have had nothing but issues with these cards. Anytime I try to, I'd say if I've tried to use this thing over 5 years, Nancy, it works 1 out of 10 times. I go through this whole process, but I stick with it. I have like $700 on there. I've been waiting to get this procedure done. I tried to get my card to work, it wouldn't work. Uh-huh. So I called the place up and I said, hey, can you just send me a new card? My card, I think my card this time had expired and I never got a follow up. And I said, can you send me a new card? They said, no, we can't. We'll have to report it as lost and stolen. I said, even though we know for a fact it hasn't been lost or stolen, it hasn't been used. She goes, we can't just issue you a new card. We can't just issue you the same card. That's not our policy. Impossible. It's going to take 14 business days.
Right, so we're almost, because you have to use those, don't you?
Correct.
Within a certain amount of time.
14 business days till you'll get it. Okay,
oh,
fine.
No, overnight it.
I didn't even think of it in the moment. Right. I thought, I can wait. Everything will be fine. I get the cards. I set the appointment up and I go, oh, I have a prescription to pick up. So I bring the brand new card, Nancy.
Sure.
And I go to the pharmacy and I give them the card and I go, hope it works. Ha, ha, ha. Knowing it's going to work. And it didn't work. It was declined again. So I go back home and go, so I just got the new card.
Right. Did you activate it?
Didn't have to activate it.
Okay.
And the guy goes, oh, I see what the problem is. You just used the card that we had reported lost and stolen. I go, hold up.
No, wait.
That's the card you just sent me to replace the other one. He goes, correct. That's not the card you should be using, though. I go, you just sent me the new
card.
Right,
right.
He goes, yeah, don't use that one anymore.
So what are you supposed to use?
I don't know anymore. I think I'm going to have to bill it later. They're going to send me another follow-up card. That was their plan. They said, so what happened was, like, I'm guessing. I try to make sense of all this, Nancy.
This is very weird.
So, yeah. So basically, this is like calling your credit card company and saying, someone stole my credit card. And they go, we'll take care of that right now. We'll send you a new card. But they send you the one that's already compromised.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
And this is, you know, in this, when you're talking credit cards, it's like, oh, I was going to buy something. Now I can't. Now I'm talking about, I might have skin cancer on my head. I have to keep pushing this process off.
Right.
Thankfully, I think I have a workaround.
Yeah. Well, this is ridiculous. And
it's unnecessary. And it gives you this false sense of security. And they're talking to me like, yeah, I'm not sure why that happened. And we're really sorry. But
all right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Anytime I've had an issue, I've had a few times where the credit card, not health card, the credit card, someone tried to use it. It's like a fraud alert. We're going to send you another one. It'll take X amount of days. And I say, overnight it. I need it here. I don't have another card. Now, I usually have a backup card, but I'm not going to wait 14 days. And every time I've asked, they say we will expedite it. So they're not going to offer you that, but always ask for it. I'm just giving you that tip.
It's what if they send me the same card again?
Well, that's at least it's happening within a couple days.
The guy did warn me not to try to use that card again. I said, don't worry. That's not going to be a problem.
You're far too nice. I would have been freaking out.
I really am.
It's frustrating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It was a divided Scranton City Council, but they were able to pass the mayor's downtown traffic plan. This is the whole walkability project. It's going to be a lot of changes. People don't like change. We know that. Anyway, they believe that this is the people who support this, like Mayor Paige Cognetti and their proponents. They think this is, and I'm looking at the story in the Scranton Times Tribune, a rare opportunity made possible by funding from the American Rescue Plan Act to change traffic flow and patterns and improve infrastructure, making the downtown safer for pedestrians and more attractive for business. And there's more people living downtown. A lot of these old places have been fixed up and are now some really nice apartments for people in the downtown. So there are people who question all the changes and is it actually going to make it safer? And you know, I think that we all need to bring, and I'd love it if we could bring infrastructure across the United States into I hate to say the 21st century, but for cities, especially to bring people in and get them to shop. I think it's nice to make it easier for people that work in the downtown who maybe don't want to drive or would rather bike to work or walk to work. I have no problem with this. I don't. And it has nothing to do with who is the mayor at the time. I would have supported this either way. I have been in cities where they do this and they make it much more welcoming to people to be able to do that. Yes, it's a learning curve because if you drive, there are changes in the traffic patterns. But you know what? We're adaptable people.
We are, but we're also a very impatient people and we get frustrated and we like what we like. And to our credit, Northeastern Pennsylvania residents are some of the most traditional in their way of thinking.
Well,
we don't like changes. And I'll be honest. I look at what they're trying to accomplish here. And I say, when this is done, I think this is going to be something people will really embrace. But it's that transition period, however long it's going to take from idea to completion, that's going to make people go, what do you mean that's now a one way? It's never been a one way. Or what do you mean I can't park where I parked? Or why do you want to bring people down here? There's no places to shop. I think Scranton, actually downtown Scranton, I think is on the cusp of really good things. Mm-hmm. And this could only help long term, but will people give it a chance?
Well, it's going to happen now. It's passed.
Was it former Mayor Wayne Evans? He said the city is downtown has been too car centric. It's like, yeah, because it's 2025. What do you want to be horse? Like, I didn't understand what he's saying, but still,
Scranton,
you don't want to push people who drive out.
Used to be a hub, right, where a lot of people came. I mean, it was a huge city. It was one of the biggest. I mean, they had Broadway shows, like Broadway shows. I mean, we're talking a long time has passed, but this is an opportunity with the funding that's available. And making this, even the Chamber of Commerce and the businesses support this. They think it's a great idea. You want to bring people in, whether to live, to work, make it easier for people. It doesn't mean cars can't be there, but drivers, you can learn new patterns. I mean, with all the traffic going on anyway in construction, we're constantly learning new patterns.
This doesn't necessarily get talked about a lot, but when you create a situation like this, where it's more walkable, it also gives people the opportunity to gives the cities an opportunity to close things down for block parties and special events because they know how they can block things off and people are already walking more than they were driving. So it simplifies a lot of things, but again, you got to get there. And maybe my issue is just I don't want to hear people complaining about it because they will.
Well, they will anyway.
I think the end result, though, is worth it.
I agree. I know that some of you feel differently. There are people who are very, very people on our own station that don't agree with it. And I think, you know, this is healthy for people to we can disagree on things. And here's the thing. If and when it comes to fruition, we'll know. And, you know, we may very well go, wow, this is great. I'm, you know, just like the arena being built or other things that have been built that have been controversial from the beginning. And then after the fact, you go, you know, were we right about this?
It's not the end result is not as oppressive as some people are making it sound like they just want to take away. No, I think this is just about making it easier for people to get around. I think it'll be more a better overall experience.
And sometimes I think it also has to do with the politics of the person who's in charge. So you don't like somebody, so you're going to hate their idea.
Maybe.
Just because it's their idea or something that they propose. Anyway, it was divided, but it did pass. The downtown traffic plan, replacing some traffic lights with stop signs. Some one-way streets will be two-way streets. And then it'll be much more friendly to pedestrians and bicyclists and a whole bunch of, you know, other things to make it friendlier to people living in the downtown and wanting to come to the downtown. It's such a soap opera in Lackawanna County government with the commissioner's contentious budget hearing.
I think we're close to getting a reality show. I don't know that to be true, but I feel like it's about to happen. Like, it's getting very crazy.
I would love it
crazy.
If somebody not connected to anybody was running. How about that?
Like an outsider?
Complete outsider. Because this is just ugly. Shame on all of you. Shame on every one of you. I'm sorry. This has just been ugly. All around. And the petty stuff continues. All right. So there was a county budget hearing yesterday, and I guess it was still contentious. You know, the other day, Brenda Sacco comes on board. She's there for probably 2.5 weeks before this special election. Her and the minority commissioner, Chris Shermack, decide we're going to have a vote. We're going to make her the, you know, majority commissioner, kind of demote Bill Gaughan because they can't get along. Nobody can get along. Nobody can get along just to do the people's business. So instead, we all have to act like a bunch of children. And then you go fire somebody. This is not someone that I know or that, you know, this Pat McKenna outside of, you know, if I had a question or when we talked to and very helpful in getting us the reassessment director on with us as well. Nothing but professional. But again, firing somebody when you're in a job for 2.5 weeks before the people speak. Now, look, you might lose your job. Brenda Sacco knows that. Because that's a part of working in county government. New people come in, you might lose your job. It sucks. It's a part of the thing. A new person coming in may have wanted to bring someone in, and he may have been let go anyway. It's just, why would you do it when you've got 2.5 weeks and then you keep telling us, I plan to stay when there's a special election. So that's okay. You plan to stay. Tell us how. How are you going to stay?
It sounds like a court battle, right?
Well, instead, I have no comment. You just look petty. You look petty. Chris Shermack always seems like a good egg, you know, a good guy. I wish everybody could have gotten along and they'd work together instead of this two against one, which we always have. I'm kind of surprised because this is so petty to do this thing and then fire somebody before you even hear from the people. And look, you two want to run things. Okay, come up with your alternate plan. It'll be interesting. I guess at some point she wanted to just adjourn and kind of stood up and said adjourned as she's leaving. It just didn't seem like she even knows the process or whatever. And then she sat back down when, you know, I guess Gaughan wanted to speak and people got a little riled up. But again, as someone who, again, for those of you who live in the county, I pay taxes in the county because we own property in the county. I don't get to vote there. But it sounds like the guy in charge of the Democrats doesn't get along with, obviously, Bill Gaughan, whether it has to do with who you hiring. Are you my buddy? Now, Tom Welby, who seems like a really nice guy, is running, but he's got $100,000 from Marty Flynn. Right? Now, they've worked together, so they're friends, but it just seems like all the same players. It's just...
It's sometimes who you know.
Sometimes.
I'm trying to be... optimistic. Look, I don't know what the real...
This is on a national level, the problem, too. We need authentic people to go in and say, I'm not here to be your buddy. I'm not here to hire your friends. I am here to try to fix the issues. And if you're from another party and you have a good idea, let's talk about it.
Look, I don't know what you think about this, and I'm not sure what the right answer is. I look at this and think, Bill Gaughan, they kind of went in with an agenda to bump him down and demote him. There was no other reason than just to slap him down.
I think they're upset because he's been fighting this thing all along.
So, and then with the firing, yeah, like you said, when people go in, it's normal for firings to happen. But for a short-term, two-week thing, usually, I think in most cases, you'd say, I'm a placeholder until the election.
Or I'm going to fight it, but until then, and it's done, I'm not going to just wreak havoc on people.
There's clearly an agenda. Was it for personal reasons? It kind of feels like that. But I don't know if I'm Bill Gahan, if I continue to poke the bear. Or if you just go, it is what it is. Well, let's wait till the election's over.
I don't know if he's poking the bear.
He keeps pushing back hard and kind of calling him out for this.
Well, I think he's upset with the fact that they fired somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's petty and stupid. But, you know,
I don't know what the right way to handle
this. But he's also fought this thing because he also, look, he's talking about machine politics and they wanted, you know, their person. And yet he wanted his person, too. It's like the two sides wanted their people. In the beginning, it should have just gone to the people. Hey, guess what? Disney and Fubo have finalized their merger deal, combining Hulu plus live TV with Fubo operations. Disney holds a 70% stake in the new company, while existing Fubo shareholders retain 30%. So this will become America's second largest virtual pay TV provider, nearly 6 million North American subscribers, trailing only YouTube TV, estimated 10 million subscribers. Both services will remain separate offerings for consumers.
For now. I feel like they didn't say that, did they? Because it always seems like it's right, like, well, right.
Eventually
we will.
They'll have some kind of a package deal.
These are the new cable companies, by the way. It's just
It's just a whole other thing. And then something else will come up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.